Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
A DNA investigation has reportedly found many fish and chip shops are unaware of exactly what kind of fish they're selling. As they call them, chippies are serving up endangered species of sharks wrongly labeled as other types of fish, according to a report from the BBC.
That is not funny, but I kind of want to laugh.
That's not the chippies' fault, though, right? They don't know.
They do not. Spiny dogfish and starry smooth hound are said to be among the threatened creatures being served up at takeaways up and down the country, passed off as rock salmon. The findings came from a DNA investigation.
What is rock salmon?
I don't know what rock salmon.
Rock salmon. It's got long hair. It's got a chain on its wallet.
You like some salmon?
I don't forget about rock salmon.
They all sound like Paul Stanley.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he should be their spokesman.
80s rock salmon.
Anybody ready to swim?
Put a little whiskey in my gills.
Time for mating season.
I swim up the river.
Scientists tested 15 battered samples brought in from popular seaside towns and found a number of examples of endangered shark using DNA techniques. 10 examples of spiny dogfish and 5 of the starry smooth hound were found, both of which are endangered. Spiny dogfish numbers have declined significantly over the years. That's because apparently people are eating them.
They don't know.
Starry smooth hound is ranked as being of least concern, but its population has dropped in the Mediterranean. The investigations carried out said a lot of these things were just mislabeled. Our question, who or what did you think it was, and what did it turn out to be? 844-999-OLA.
Technically, they're still serving fish.
They are.
I mean, a shark is a fish.
Yeah.
Well, it's sushi. Sure.
Isn't sushi the biggest, aren't they the, as far as the most known industry of telling you you're getting one thing and giving you another in the fish world? Isn't that basically where you're going to find that the most?
But sushi, I feel like with sushi, you have a better chance of maybe second guessing what they said only because it's not cooked, right? So you look at it. I know what tuna looks like. I know what salmon looks like. You're probably not going to fool me on that. I know what rockfish looks like, but once you batter it, right? If it's white meat inside, man, and you say it's a...
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah, I'm like, sure.
And it's awfully tasty. The worst is the imitation crab.
The K-Rabby?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but at least they spell it wrong to let you know.
But it is made from fish.
I didn't know it was just a bunch of little fish pushed together until somebody told me.
What did you think it was? Because it's not crab because they spell it with a K. Like, right there, they say, hey, we never called this crab.
Well, as a kid...
It's pronounced crab, but
you're going to notice a theme here. As a kid, I didn't eat it. They loved it in my house. I never ate it because it was imitation.
Right.
I thought it was snake.
Oh.
But why is that what you assumed?
Because we never knew what it was. And that was always, you know me. Even as a kid, I had like a point I was standing. I was like, Mom, we don't know what it is. It could be anything.
It must be a snake.
It's probably snake.
You think with the innovation of the Impossible Burger, we could come up with the invisible crab or the impossible crabs?
I think crab, K-Rab is as close as we get.
Yeah.
Who or what did you think it was, and what did it turn out to be? 844-999-0.
And to be fair, after trying the Impossible Burger, it's fine. I don't like it. It tastes like a vegetable patty to me. It's not bad. It just tastes like a vegetable patty. I feel like K-Rab is as close to crab as the Impossible Burger is to an actual Whopper. Okay.
Yeah, and I used to eat K-Rab until somebody ruined it for me.
What'd they do? Glows in the dark?
They were like, that's gross. You really shouldn't eat that. I threw back the K-Rab dip, and I said, well, you ruined it.
Did you really?
Stormed out. I didn't storm out, but I was like, thanks,
wow,
chick.
Thanks a lot.
Chick. Hello, Davey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
So, me and my girlfriend were coming back from Belfair, Washington, to our house in Seebeck, Washington, and we're driving by a spot where people like to dump stuff illegally.
Uh-huh.
Well, we saw a carpet that was rolled up and it looked really worrisome. So, like a body like rolled up carpet.
Yeah, that's so the only worrisome I can think of.
Hello?
His phone was ringing. He had to turn it off.
How many phones do you have?
That's my girlfriend's phone. It's sitting beside me.
Oh, gotcha.
Hey, you're on the radio. Did you know?
I'm not balling like that.
Right.
So we stopped at this spot to look at this really bad-looking, strange-looking carpet roll, and lo and behold, we kind of kick it open, and there was a dead dog inside.
But you were right in your assumption that it doesn't look normal.
Well, we were, I don't know, our minds went to, like, small child-sized body. I don't know why.
Because
we were
small.
Kinda, like, troubled
right.
by that.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe a midget dumping. I don't know.
Okay, well,
that's a big problem in Washington State.
There's
well documented.
There's only one place in the state of Washington. I want to say two places that they do cremations. So there's only two places for animals to even
be cremated.
Yeah, unless the animal's buried. So they take them off.
There's one in Port Orchard I know of.
There's maybe one or two.
The pet has to be dead first, right?
All I know is, man, dogs die every day, so do cats. And when they take that truckload, man, it's a full truckload.
Oh, yeah.
I bet.
Yeah, it's a lot.
See, that's a weird thing, right? So my one dog, we got a new dog now, but the other dog died about 2 years ago. And said this before, do you want the ashes? Sure, because they hit you in your emotional moment. So I got a box full of ashy dog sitting in my closet now. But but then I hear after that, well, you know, when they do these cremations, generally, like you said, it is just truckload. So chances are it's maybe 20% my dog and 80% other random household pet. And now I'm like, well, I don't want that. I mean, sure, I want to honor my dog, but I got, like, I don't know, my neighbor's cat got this person's dog. Probably a squirrel got hit by a car. I'm like, I got a box of... It's like potpourri of animals.
Honest to God, conversation had just a couple weeks ago with the doctor. Do you want Dr. Gomez's ashes? And I said, no, ma'am, I do not want Dr. Gomez's ashes because I don't want a box of ashes in my closet. And the reason is because my buddy had a box of ashes in his closet, and it was in the corner, and then it was the holiday season, and his kids are very excited about Santa Claus coming, and they know for a fact that maybe some family members have stashed presents in the house someplace, blah, blah, blah. So his kids get very excited because they find this box in the corner of the closet that they've never seen before, and it turns out it's their dead dog. So the reason I don't want the ashes
is
I don't want a dead cat in my closet the more I think about it. She's like, that's fair.
Fair. Good looking at it.
What's this? That's Dr. Gomez.
I didn't think about it that way until the kids approached with we found a present.
Do you want a paw print? I'm like, no. And then they're like, and then fur? No.
Fur?
No.
That's weird, man.
No.
Do you want the fur?
No.
I'll make a lampshade with it.
How much fur?
You're right, exactly.
How much fur do they give you?
Maybe I'll make a fake mustache out of it and wear it for Halloween.
Right. I mean,
I'll go and put the whole thing on and go as Chuck Norris. You know what I mean? I'll just do the whole thing in his...
How much fur do they give
you? Think
fur?
I don't know if
it's like a pelt?
I don't know if they give you a lock of it or whatever.
I don't know, man. That's, they never asked me that, but I think I'm like, what the hell do you mean?
Great fake stash. Thanks, man. It's Gomez.
You know what's really creepy? If someone sends you a lock of hair, right? We all agree, that's awfully strange.
Or she really likes you.
Man, that's a cool... Either way, that's terrifying. So why would I want that?
That's a cool merkin. Yeah, man. Made it from a cat.
Remember Dr. Gomez?
Yeah, exactly. Who or what did you think it was, and what did it turn out to be? 844-999-OLA.
Okay, I apologize. It says, God damn you, Thrill. I'm headed to go pick up my cat's ashes right now. Thanks. Listen, man, I'm just spreading the information that I was given, but and I'm being dead honest with you. There's a chance that a percentage of what's going to be in the box or urn is not all the cats.
And it's nice to know
there.
That Dr. Gomez is going home.
Yeah.
To a home.
Hey, man. If you're about to pick up Dr. Gomez.
Yeah, Miles, you owe this guy a beer.
If I did that, man, I just go to a fire pit at the beach, man, and fill it up in a box and mail it to you. Here you go. Who or what did you think
of
it was?
A fire pit at the beach. Well, you're not getting invited to the beach.
All you need is ashes. You know, they have fire pits everywhere. Just go get some ashes, throw them in a box. Who the hell knows?
They wouldn't know.
Yeah, they wouldn't know. It's carbon.
But would that be...
At that point, ash is ash.
You could clean out your Weber, man, and stick it in a box and go, here's Gomez, dude.
Thank you. I love it so much.
Really, all you got, it's like you got barbecue sauce in there.
Also, isn't there cultures that just burn the bodies while everybody's around?
Probably.
I took the Golden Guard. I took the beach thing as we were going to
go to a Golden Guard start fire.
Well, like, throw your animal in it.
Yeah.
Oh, Fluffy died.
An animal burned.
Well, that's how you said it. You said,
honor the
let's
animal.
Let's go to the beach for a beach fire. I'm like, oh, my God. No, With Miles, what'd you bring? You bring beer? Nah, I brought my cat.
Yeah, get this over with. Who or what did you think it was, and what did it turn out to be?
What do you say? We're going to have a beer, talk, tell stories about how I used to scratch you up.
That's right. Relive the good old days.
Right. Mike could bring his cat that scratches him, could scratch you.
Say a few words.
The good old days. He tried to give me tetanus. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, my story is, when I was a little kid, probably 7 or 8, woke up one morning. And as usual, my cat at the time would sleep at my feet under the blankets. So I get up, I go to school, everything all like that. Now, keep in mind, this is a really big orange tabby. He's like 25, 30 pounds.
Jeez, man.
So, yeah. His name was Hexstar. My mom comes, after she dropped me off, comes to go do laundry. So she takes all the sheets off my bed. And as soon as she pulled back the cover, biggest freaking possum she's ever seen.
You had a possum in your bed?
Gets at her, gets all angry. Yeah, was sneaking at my feet all night, apparently.
And you just thought it was the cat?
That was the cat. It was one puppy.
Okay.
All right. I mean, wouldn't you just assume it's your cat?
Did you have a window open in your bedroom or something?
No. We have no idea how it got in. Probably through the cat door.
Okay, yes. Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, well, it turns out you had a possum door. Little did you know. Damn, man. But it's amazing to me that a possum, right, makes its way into your home, and then it, just like the cat, sleeps at the foot of your bed, by your feet, under the blanket. He must have some very naturally appealing feet.
Abigail, a pitcher for the San Diego Padres minor system. He thought he was going in to a friend's house. Was not a friend's house. He thought he was going into a small door or a window. It was not. It was actually a dog-cat door, the thing, and he got stuck and got busted drunk.
That's not the same thing as a possum sneaking in your house.
The possum, be like a human being knows where he is, hopefully. The possum's like, I'm just going to take advantage of this situation. This is a human being with a brain.
And he's got great feet. Yeah, but he's got a drunk brain.
Who or what did you think it was, and what did it turn out to be? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, who or what did you think it was, and what did it turn out to be? And here come those emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Ola Guys was a teaching assistant for a geology field class in Wyoming. One of the students came running up to me exclaiming that there was a grizzly bear around the corner on the trail. I thought that was strange because we'd made a fair amount of noise, walked around the corner of the trail to come face to face with a giant pregnant cow. That from Kelsey. Ola Guys and Wobbin, back in my Navy days, I picked up a part-time job at a diner working with a couple of my roommates just for some extra spending cash. One night after the diner closed, all the employees went to our co-worker's house for a little party. I was chatting up the smoking hot hostess Brittany, who always flirted with me, gave me kisses, teased me, etc., but would never go any further. Things were going great, and I got the feeling that my time to wrestle with this elusive temptress had finally arrived. But all night long, I kept getting interrupted by another waitress, Bridget. Now, Bridget, she was a real sturdy gal, forearms like a lumberjack and haunches like a thoroughbred, but she was nice enough. I finally shook her off, and the moment came where Brittany grabbed my hand and we snuck off to the bedroom where I put on the performance of a lifetime. Morning came, and as I woke, my head was pounding, vision blurry, and I thought, man, how much did I drink last night? As I rolled over to get my sexy maiden a wake-up kiss, it hit me like a ton of bricks. There, leg on her side, with a smile from ear to ear, was none other than Bridget. Baffled and befuddled, I grabbed my clothes and got back to my apartment where my roommate sat, just laughing as I walked in the door. Apparently, Brittany had to leave the party, but I was so drunk when she did, Bridget just slipped into where Brittany was sitting and took the wheel, fed me shots, and when I was ripe for the picking, took me into the bedroom for a roll in the hay. Sadly, I never had my night with the unicorn that was Brittany, and well played, Bridget, wherever you are, out there, well played. Peace and love, that from Spies.
I wonder if he was just so wasted that it was actually the other girl with a B name the whole time.
Could have been. Either way, it's what you wake up to.
Guys, my mom is 45 and looks very young. I'm 28. So when we have gone to the store or something like that together, random people will talk to us here and there and assume that she's my wife or girlfriend. And I have to say, no, that's my mother. That from Fired Nathan. A guy, something you never think about. My cousin shot himself in the head in a hotel room. They cleaned it and rented it back out. I can't comfortably stay in hotels anymore. Apparently that happens all the time.
Oh, that's good to know.
That is. Moving on to some of the birthday emails.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
Planning a vacation?
Pro tip.
Yeah, right?
Life hack.
Happy birthday to our amazing Carol from Ashley at Chroma Farms. Thank you for making us laugh all every day. Can we please get a big old bong rip and the dirty Germans talking about working on a cannabis farm? Thank you, Men's Room. You are a great listen and conversation starter.
Yeah, the thing I like about visiting the cannabis farms is that everyone there is willing to pull tubes.
Yeah, they know how to handle hoses and seed.
Yeah.
Hello, guys. I want to send a birthday shout to my amazing husband, Randy. We are RV park managers in sunny Yuma, Arizona. He works his butt off every day, making this the best RV park in all of Yuma. Which is difficult sometimes with all the winter visitors, snowbirds that come during the winter. They are here to party hardy all winter, especially those crazy Canadians, which makes the job a little stressful sometimes, but interesting. I would love to give them a big old bong hit since pot is now legal in Arizona, and the dirty Germans talking about how sexy it is to drive a John Deere lawnmower. You guys rock, from his loving wife, Lisa.
Yeah, I like to ride anything named John. I'm going to visit your RV park and get inside of you, Ma.
Yeah, see, it's funny, in America, you say nothing runs like a deer. To Germany, we say nothing boinks like a deer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Jägermeister.
Bitches, this is a numerous name. Today is my baby girl's third birthday. She listens to the show with me just about every day, and she loves hearing Thrill do the gets. Makes her giggle uncontrollably. So could we do that for her today? Happy birthday, Sophie. Daddy loves you.
Get! Get! Sophie! Get!
Guys, can we say happy birthday to Brian for me? He is a pretty awesome coworker. I hope he has an effing awesome birthday. How about giving him your penis is too small? That from Jessica. Happy birthday to our Coug, 21st. That would be David. We cannot be more proud. Work hard, play harder, love mom and dad. Give me your penis is too small. And the dirty Germans talking about how naughty a 21 run can get.
Yeah, the 21 run in Germany is when you run and have a sex with as many 21-year-olds as you can.
So it gets very dirty. It'll be very erotic as well.
Yeah, you want to be first in line to get stinky by the end.
Yeah, but also the 21 run in America is a lot more booze, so maybe you have fun with 21 as the people.
Yeah.
Happy 30th birthday to my handsome, hardworking, and oh-so-appreciative boyfriend, Nick. Huge fans of the show. Please help me out by telling him what his gift will be from me. I've been holding the surprise in, and how much fun he'll have in the voices of the Dirty Germans. Lots of love there from Ashley.
Yeah, you know what this gift is tonight. A mouthful of fun, but Ashley will not be very ashy. I think she'll be moisturized.
Yeah, she'll be showered, and said all doors will be open.
Yeah, it's your birthday.
Yeah. So you're like a USB port. Find a home. Peace the cord.
Holy guys, today is my best friend Matt's 33rd amazing father friend. He would love to hear the dirty Germans talking about his massive bowling balls, please. That from Double A Ron.
Yeah, I like anything that I can insert three fingers.
Yeah, as these bowlers are so cool, man. It's always playing with these giant balls, shining them, drying their hands, taking care of the balls.
Yeah, you must respect that.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, want to wish happy birthday to my awesome big brother, Michael. He is turning the big 4-0 today, so how about a suck-it-up cupcake and a Coach Ted pep talk about how awesome it is to turn 40 years old. Thanks, guys. Love the show. That from his baby sis, Sarah.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Coach Smith knows a thing or two about turning 40, and it is great. But let me tell you, you've reached king status of the alcoholic beverage. Sure, the 12-year-old's a little can, maybe a 16-ounce can. Then you're deuce-deuce at your 22nd birthday. Maybe you're a bumper on your 32nd birthday. Now you're the 40. Enjoy it.
You're consumed by homeless people on the stairs of businesses.
Drink out of a bag. Put yourself in a bag tonight.
Coach Ted sometimes forgets Coach Ted. Coach Ted walked by a man today around 10:15.
in a very unique size bag. I just wanted to be like, I know that's a 40.
Don't trouble the man.
He was holding it by the top. Like, I mean, honestly, I want to be like, brother, come on, man. Like, why do you even have that in the bag if you're going to hold it like
pull
that?
It out,
right? Like, what else could that be?
Hello, guys. Can you wish my coworker Chris a happy 40th birthday? He'd love to hear you sing him the birthday song. He's always there to help and add a positive attitude to any job. So how about if your penis is too small? Please crap. Please clap. And the bagel guy, shut in your mouth. That from your fat, hairy coworker Cole.
Please clap.
Shut your mouth.
Guys, my name is Nikki. My husband Gavin is turning the big 5-0. I would love it so much to have you include him in the birthday shouts. He is a big hunk of burning love, and it would make it extra special if you could do the Dirty Germans. He's been pouring concrete for 30 years and wants a German as hard as his concrete.
Yeah, one step ahead of you. I was born hard like concrete. But they hunk of burning love. See a medical practitioner.
Yeah, you want to see hard Germans, huh? Maybe you should email us a little early in the morning.
Yeah, when we wake up.
This is Sparta.
Hello, men's room. It's my dad's 54th. Wondering if you guys can give him a birthday shout-out on the show with the Dirty Germans and a Suck It Up cupcake. He's been listening to the show since he was a teenager. And ever since I could remember, his name is Jim. By the way, you guys, if you could possibly play a sound guard, too, for Chris Cornell. That was his favorite musician. Thanks, guys. How about giving him a Suck It Up cupcake and some Dirty Germans, please?
So, Suck It Up cupcake!
Yeah, tonight I want to see Jimmy's Jimmy.
Yeah, some of the glaze is tender.
And you want to hear Chris Cornell? Yeah, we'll try to get that on for you. I want to wish my rock and roll dad, Steve, a happy 57th birthday. He's the reason why I'm a rockaholic to this day, so thanks for raising me on the best music ever. So how about the Dirty Germans talking about how old he is? Thanks, guys. That's from his daughter, Desiree.
Yeah, how old he is also how loose he is.
Yeah, it's also a famous number in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
57 flavors of your dad.
Yeah. He's probably handed out a few. So by 57, so they used to call him your rock fan. They used to call him Old Pimpan.
Yeah, I'm going to slam his ketchup package tonight. Shake his bottle.
Yeah, I'm going to slap it with two fingers right at the top of it. And shove a knife in there. That's the technique you use.
Yeah. I spank the bottom. Man.
Do you?
Yeah, smack the bottom.
No, the Smith way is you have to be red in the face with just two fingers. And just...
Hi, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Couple extra emails. Hey, Thrill, being from Rochester, New York, I listen to you guys on WCMF, but I always catch the rest of the show on radio.com. You mentioned Dick-Eyed Pontiac.
Yeah, that is correct.
Dick-Eyed, it's still selling cars, mainly imports, but it goes by Rich-Eyed and the Eyed family of dealerships. I'll catch you guys on the Facebook live stream later on. Thanks, guys. That from Frank Tortora.
Frank, when did he go to Rich Eyed? The entire time I lived there. Granted, it's been a long time. It was Dick Eyed Pontiac.
Mm-hmm. How does more of the name fit into the story? I unfortunately have a name that matches one of your radio co-workers. My first and middle name is legally Michael Hawk. So yes, I am Mike Hawk, and I'm so disappointed to hear that name on the radio, and he never works on anything important. All joking aside, you guys are great. Love listening every day. I was in middle school. There was a kid in my grade who just absolutely reeked every single day. I cannot begin to explain how bad he smelled. He smelled so unbearably bad that no one wanted to be near him, and he was made fun of a lot. He knew he smelled awful, and no one really knew him well enough to know why he smelled so bad. He had one of her two friends who could somehow tolerate a smell. Anyway, his name, and I'm not making this up, was Thomas Pitts. Poor kid, I hope he's doing better these days. That from Parker. Let's see what else we got here. I guys had to send this in for the name. When I was in high school, I worked one summer at McDonald's, probably about 16 at the time. The manager was a little person with the last name of Lowe. One day, a little girl at the counter told her mom, "Hey, look, there's a really small person," when one of our coworkers, a bud, made the comment, "Mr. Lowe, how about doing some tricks for the little girl?" We all lost our ass and started laughing. 30 minutes later, our bud, who we now realize was Stone, got fired, as well as two others that night. It was humorous. I was one of the other two. Get low. Rock on. That from Ken. And one more. All of y'all's craziest ride I've ever been on was at Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio. I worked there for a summer. One night I rode the top thrill dragster, 420 feet tall and goes 130 miles an hour.
Jeez.
Basically like being shot out of a cannon. The way the ride works is there is a single thrust that shoots you up the hill and you use momentum to crest the top, but one out of every 200 rides or so, the roller coaster rolls backwards and won't crest the hill. Talk about an OS moment. Once you roll backwards, they reset the ride and shoot you up there again. That from the Forest Dweller.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Cedar Point Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck to some degree, but it is up to us to figure out which of these three stories suck the least. Now, if you like the Men's Room on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
And as always, three contestants, no exception this week. This week, we will be in Washington State, specifically the city of Pullman. We will then visit New York City, Times Square, in fact. We'll talk a little bit about the Joker movie that somehow was controversial before anyone saw it. And then we finish up with a story that Mike Honk touched on, I want to say last week, but the people involved kind of suck. But let us begin in the city of Pullman, where the city of Pullman has been fined $2,700 for violations stemming from its rescue efforts during the city's historic flooding back in April. The fire department rescued 22 people, including an infant, during the flooding. But the fines stem from safety violations while the crews used a front loader to actually rescue people. The front end loader was used in multiple situations, including one where a group of firefighters used the vehicle to rescue 8 people from a gas station, one of whom was having a diabetic emergency. But that is not the way you use it. Oh, no. So the Department of Labor and Industry cited the city 3 $900 violations that occurred during this time. The city's finance department paid the fines, deciding not to appeal them. Now, the first violation, in case you're wondering, it occurred when the fire department used the front end loader to carry 3 firefighters to 4 different locations during the flood. And the state said, well, the violation is due to the operator having no swift water rescue training. The second fine came from allowing firefighters wearing their gear to be unsecured in the bucket of the front end loader without personal flotation devices or a helmet appropriate for water rescues. The last fine was due to the city not providing or requiring, quote, the use of appropriate safety devices and safeguards, including allowing an employee to ride unsecured, again, in the front end loader. There were no injuries during the flooding, and again, 22 people, including an infant and someone having a diabetic emergency, were rescued, but who cares about that? Firefighters. Rule breakers. Now let's go to Times Square, and as you know, there's been a bunch of hysteria surrounding the Joker movie. Of course, it's going to put people on edge, but several people left a screening of the movie in Manhattan's Times Square a couple of weeks ago because there was a guy in the theater cheering and applauding all of the murders. He even spit on some of the people as they were leaving. And then he got belligerent with anyone who told him to shut up. So one guy who was there, he saw the man pour an entire bottle of alcohol into his drink. And he says, quote, this was most likely a harmless drunk guy, but all the nervousness built around the film made it unsettling. Security eventually came in and removed him from the theater. And now this is a story we revisit. There's a woman that lasted longer on this planet than most of us ever will. But she still died too early for at least one corporation. That's right. The fine people behind DirecTV, they don't care that Isabel Albright from San Lorenzo, California, died at the age of 102. When she died, they sent her family the bill because DirecTV said, there's an early termination fee. That's right. Even though she died at the age of 102, they still wanted to charge the family $160 to get out of the 2-year contract that she started, so that her nurse would have something to watch. Well, DirecTV kept saying the family had to pay up until the family went to the ABC station in San Francisco to tell them what happened. And then what do you know? DirecTV agreed to waive the fee, saying, quote, we've apologized to the family and resolved this. Mm. So those are your situations. You have the city of Pullman fining the fire department for saving its own citizens during historic flooding, including an infant. They didn't follow the safeguards during the rescue. We have a guy that went to the Joker movie in Manhattan, probably drunk, but either way, he's cheering the murders, blah, blah, blah. No big deal. But starts spitting on people as they try to leave. And then finally, we have DirecTV who, hey, man, contract's a contract.
So in Pullman, is it who fined the
Department of Labor and Industry.
So we're judging them.
They fined, you know, the city of Pullman technically was fined. They were fined by the Washington Department of Labor and Industry.
All right, yeah,
because
I thought you
the
said
firefighters pull. Decided, yeah. Well, before we strap in and go through all this, hey, let's go save these people. And that's just too much.
That sucks a lot.
I mean, look, people were saved. And in the end, it's only a $2,700 fine. It's just kind of petty, I think.
It is, but I still think that sucks the least.
Okay.
Only because DirecTV, like, get real. I mean, it's one thing, like, somebody on Twitter was like, oh, maybe it's a mix-up. Like, no, the family told them, and they still were going to charge them until they got pressure.
When somebody dies, like, you could be 102, you could be 38, but when someone dies, like, there's no real early termination fee. They're dead.
Right. And then I think the guy, the Joker thing sucks. Like, if you're drunk and cheering to creep people out, like, I can deal with that. But spitting on people is just...
Yeah.
That's where I'm just like, oh, you're terrible.
If you like the Men's Room on Facebook, Ashley says Joker guy sucks less, and Amber agrees. I'd say the Joker thing, who hasn't gone to a movie with an obnoxious person in attendance. And Robert says the Joker, I go to horror movies and laugh when the humans die, too. Big deal.
I mean, again, I'm fine with that part of it. It's just the spitting on people.
Yeah, people laugh at things.
Sure.
You spit on me, we have a much different scenario going on.
If you bring a bottle in the theater, you should pass that around.
All right.
The debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
In 5 minutes, we'll drink and toast for the show today, but first...
Word.
Time for the word, as we do a lot here. We add some new words to the English language.
Shorter.
This one comes our way from the Oxford English Dictionary. And every year, as you know, new words are continually added. So here's some of the new ones. We now officially have chillax as a verb.
Oh, no.
To calm down and relax. Nomophobia.
Nomophobia?
That's anxiety about not having access to your cell phone.
Ah.
Promposal.
Asking someone to the prom.
Exactly.
Is that a word?
Elaborately staged, filmed, and made available on social media. Promposal. Whatevs. The interjection. Whatevs. Fake news, a noun. Dictionary also added 5 Star Wars terms, including lightsaber, Jedi, Padawan, Force, and Jedi mind trick. Now, if we do head over to the Merriam-Webster Time Traveler, they do have a neat little thing on there where you put in your birthday and they'll let you know what words actually came out the year that you were born. So, obviously, these are from 2019. We go back in time to when Steve was born in 1969. Not to make you sound old, Steve, here are some of the words that were introduced in 1969.
You're doing this to make you sound old.
We start with bubblegum.
Come on.
Bubblegum was not around until 1969. Steve the Thrill Hill, old as bubblegum.
That is messed up, man.
Angel dust. Some more. Anchorwoman. Bollywood. Crystal meth. DUI. Fat farm. Gangbanger. Gender reassignment surgery. Homophobia. Martin Luther King Day. Planetary science, plastic money, plate tectonics, and sudden infant death syndrome.
Plate tectonics. We've been having earthquakes since the Earth's been here, and I'm old enough that plate tectonics... Come on.
Sure. See if you notice a trend here. I was born in 1970. New words include Agent Orange.
Yeah.
Chapter 11, China Syndrome, a double wide, and erectile dysfunction.
Double wide, huh?
Along with Kwanzaa and hairy cell leukemia. Not to be outdone, punk rock, X-rated, and Tourette's. All in 1970. Ted, let's move on to your birth date. 1980,
solid year.
401k was a brand new term in 1980. So was air guitar. Chill out, comb over, to flatline, a foodie.
That started in 1980?
Yeah, old man.
One trick pony, self-tanner, a tiki bar. And my favorite from 1980, that would be voicemail. Robin born in 1985. What were the new words in to make Robin feel a little bit old? How about caller ID, ciabatta, crack house, elephant in the room, microbrew, the N-word, premenstrual dysphoric disorder.
Yeah, there's one.
Sexual predator, Vietnamese pot-bellied pig, beatboxing, and alternative pop.
Our own Mike Hawk, he was born in 1990.
And that's annoying enough.
Some of the terms it came to face in 1990, black hat.
Okay.
Hepatitis E.
Yeah, E.
E.
I didn't even know there was an E.
I didn't either.
Well, Mike brought it.
Came out in 1990.
Mike was born, he got hepatitis E.
The hoodie.
Oh, yeah.
Very popular now. How about the McMansion?
Ah, okay.
Mixed martial arts.
All right.
This is going to make us feel old, but the term props.
Really?
Props has been around since 1990. Along with, I'm not making this up, this is what they put in, queer studies.
Yeah.
That was 1990. Shout out, spam, tidy whities, and World Wide Web.
Tidy whities.
Tidy whities was first introduced into the English lexicon in 1990. So some of the terms there that we were born with. All right, Wobbin, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today, we toast the police of Marion, Michigan. Now, in this case, the officers exercised restraint, which, let's face it, that's not always the case when it comes to dealing with an armed suspect. But in this case, police are called to the home by a woman who said that her son and her husband were involved in a domestic dispute. And I guess this dispute got to the point that she was getting worried. She calls the cops and she points out that her son also has two large knives on him. This is important. So officers, they managed to find the son. He was outside of the couple's home. He's still a little bit angry, but he actually complied. The officer said, look, man, we don't want to make this bad. Just get on your knees. The guy gets down on his knees. And then for reasons we can't explain, he pulls one of the knives from his waistband, and this is the moment where the cops exercise restraint. So instead of opening fire on the guy and gunning him down, the Marion police, they chose to deploy what we would call the non-lethal force. So there was a cop behind the suspect. He fired his taser instead. Unfortunately, this caused the suspect to fall forward onto the knife, which punctured his chest and killed him.
Damn.
Ooh.
Think about that, all right? You make the right decision. Like, man, we don't need to shoot the guy. Let's tase him before he gets belligerent. And the cop was behind him. So the cop behind him, I don't know if he saw the angle the knife was at. We can all piece together.
Well, once you're tased, you kind of go into a different frozen state.
You're in
right?
a frozen state. And the guy just fell forward. It just happened that he's holding it blade up. So when he fell forward, and keep in mind, you're still lucid. You're just in right. pain. Fell forward, landed on the knife, but it's his full body weight. He can't control his body weight. It went into his heart and
Jeez,
killed him.
Bless.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, you can't win for losing, right? Like, man, let's do the right thing. It's a family domestic. And think about this. What makes it even worse is the parents of this kid, whatever the dispute was, the parents of the kid, they're there.
Well, sure, yeah,
you know,
it's
their house. Right. You watch this thing go down and say, oh, yeah. Yeah. So anyway, they say the police are investigating, but even the parents say, look, there was no...
Right. They didn't know that to happen.
There was zero intent there.
That's a one in a million chance it's going to happen.
I mean,
honest to God.
No, it is.
That's like what happened to Steve Irwin. I mean, people get stung by manta rays and stingrays all the time. They just don't have a barb go into their heart.
That is correct.
So if anything goes to that chest plate and goes in there, there's nothing you can do.
Steve Irwin will tell him that on the other side. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitola.
That's going to get tested online for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-HOLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.